and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another Trump pick for a top job in his new administration. It surprised a lot of people. ABC's Rachel Scott with more.
Donald Trump's pick for attorney general, sending shockwaves through Washington. The president-elect nominating Republican firebrand and staunch loyalist Matt Gaetz to one of the most influential jobs in his cabinet.
He's a great, really a great person, and he's on the controversial side, but that's not bad.
If confirmed, Gaetz would lead the Department of Justice, which for years also led an investigation into Gaetz for alleged obstruction of justice and for alleged sex trafficking.
The House Ethics Committee was also looking into those allegations of sex trafficking against Matt Gaetz, but now that he has resigned his Florida seat, that investigation has been dropped. Wildfires continue to burn in the Northeast. There have been hundreds of brush fires in New York City this autumn, one of the driest on record. Skier Lindsey Vonn is coming out of retirement. She announced today she intends to race with the U.S. ski team again at age 40. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission voted last week to approve rate increases in 2025 and again in 2026. Preliminary estimates show the average residential We Energies customer will pay about $17 more for electricity and between $4 and $9 more for gas per month by 2026. The average WPS customer will see rates go up roughly $12 for electricity and $4 for gas over the same time period. The Public Service Commission expects to finalize the rate increase amounts by the end of this year. Fermin Lopez Mendoza, who is living in the U.S. illegally, is convicted of trying to kill his wife in Fond du Lac in March. He fled the area but was found and arrested in Ozaukee County. Lopez Mendoza pleaded no contest to attempted first-degree intentional homicide with a dangerous weapon and domestic abuse. He faces a maximum penalty of 65 years in prison. He'll be sentenced on March 18th. A 20-year-old Tichita man faces 7 counts of possession of virtual or AI-created child pornography. Milo Schneider is accused of accessing thousands of JPEG and GIF files of anime or artistic renderings of child sexual abuse. The criminal complaint says some images were hard to distinguish if they were AI-generated or real unidentified victims. Earlier this year, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a bill that added AI-generated content to child pornography possession laws. Bond was set at $100,000. The Green Bay Packers still need employees to help them out on game days, so the organization's hosting a walk-in job fair today from 4 until 6 at the Atrium Eateries in Lambeau Field. Applicants have to be at least 16 years old for guest services and security positions. Game day employees have to be able to work all Packers home games, any potential playoff games, and other Lambeau Field events. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
Bucks come alive. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks battled sending their game into overtime with a 127-120 win over the Pistons in Milwaukee. For the 10th time in his career, Giannis scored 50 or more points with 59. The Bucks improved to 4-8. Doc Rivers.
You know, we don't like our record. We're starting to like it more and more with each win, right? But it tells you on the inside how close this team is and how much this team believes that we're going to be a good team.
Bucks center, Brooke Lopez.
We didn't start the third the way we wanted. But, you know, when we started picking it up, the crowd was into it. They picked us up again. You know, they brought us to another level, and they just continued to do that throughout the rest of the game.
NFL, the Packers face a Bears team that have lost 3 games in a row and fired their offensive coordinator. Do the Packer players still think this could be a dogfight in Chicago Sunday?
No, 100%. I mean, the rivalry is there in its own, but, I mean, it's another North opponent, so we're definitely locked in on that.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Showers will gradually end this morning, but it is going to stay cloudy here most of the day today. Our high right around 50 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 53. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 54. Showers, 57 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram Jr. joins me. Will Eric Hovde ever concede? And we'll do a rundown of Trump's current cabinet picks. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. Got a text here from my friend Kerry. He says, you cannot possibly be serious. Cucumbers turn into pickles. I've canned pickles and cucumbers. Marinating a cucumber and canning it turns it into a pickle. Do I need to draw it out with color maps for you? Wow. Thanks a lot, Kerry. But like, it's just the texture is so different.
That's the brine. That is the brine.
All right.
I mean, but we do have kind of a big dill in the house, if you will.
But you know, wow. Nikki, that's why you're here. Why the minor?
I'm glad you didn't finish that word.
Bring Nikki in. Yeah,
I'm glad you only used the first dill. What's it called? Vowel?
Yes.
Or whatever it is.
Well, it's a bird. Where that's your mind is going?
It's a bird that's extinct now.
Mino?
Yes. Yes.
Hi, Frank.
How you doing, guys?
I want to apologize.
Why?
I still say Frank's Dinner Theater by mistake a lot.
It's okay.
And that's been, 20 years?
Come on. When you change a name, it's hard to get it back. I mean, we were only Frank's Dinner Theater for 6 years. We've been Let Me Be Frank Productions for 19. But to this day, you know, look at Jim. Still calls me Frank Hermes.
Yeah.
To this day.
But he calls everybody by the wrong name. Yeah, don't worry about that.
And I still have people that call me Let Us Be Frank Productions, too. So it's kind of, you know, I don't care. It's like my nickname growing up was Beaver. So everybody in my family, I know what you're thinking. They call me Beaver. So I answer to Frank Beaver, Let Me Be Frank's. Frank's
Where did
Theater
that come
Theater.
From?
I liked the Colgate commercial when I was a baby. The year and a half, brush, Colgate, okay. the Beaver.
Wally.
Bucky Beaver.
Wally. Okay. Like, did you have big nice. Chompers?
No, I just like the Beaver, Wally and the Beaver. So
okay. All right.
Yeah.
So Frankie, my man, you were just talking about something.
Yep.
Everybody likes to enjoy the holidays, kick back a little bit, spend time with the fam. You go in a different direction, don't you?
I do.
Telling us about you don't have a day off till what, end of January?
January 7th, okay. I have a night off. We have something. We have a show going on, a rehearsal, or a kid function. We have three young children who are in school, and we got a lot of those things. So, but as far as shows goes, I counted them. We have 27 Christmas shows from now till December 28th.
I love it.
Yeah. We have our tribute show is going to be at a couple different places, but then the Meyer Theater, 24 different shows you can come see.
Wow.
Thursday through Saturday, or Wednesday through Saturday, matinees on Thursdays and Saturdays. This is where I'm like a department store. I finally, it's Black Friday, I finally get in the black.
Is every show exactly the same?
Yeah.
Okay,
for the Christmas show, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that's good then.
Yeah.
I mean, once you got that one down pat, it's
we're
good
in the middle
to go.
Of rehearsal.
Muscle memory
we're
then.
Second week of rehearsal. You know when you write a show, I'm laughing out loud, okay? I'm laughing out loud to myself. But then I get it in the studio where we're rehearsing and people start adding their flavor to it.
Yeah.
This show is great. The show is really based on three things: Leave It to Beaver, The Christmas Story, and Christmas Vacation. So
love
I
it.
Play Ward Griswoldski.
What do you do with that tree?
Bend over. I'll show you.
There you go.
I was talking to her.
You know, this is a family Christmas, so we're keeping up with
all
that family.
Why is the carpet wet?
Todd.
Todd. Yes, exactly. Well, Cousin Eddie is
I can't believe he doesn't ask us to write.
I know.
You guys are
so,
these are obvious things you guys are saying. Anyway, so Christmas, Michigan. The Johnsons come down from Christmas, Michigan. That's where they live in the UP.
What town?
Christmas, Michigan.
Oh, right by Munising.
Come on! Yeah, you know, right by Munising.
Have you ever been there?
It's there's this home of Santa's workshop.
There's a little town by Munising called Christmas. Christmas, Michigan.
So and that's where the Johnsons are from.
You
get the postmark from Christmas?
Yes!
You do that all the time.
Yes. Oh, it's a four-hour drive to Pulaski, so they're coming down for Christmas. I play Ward Griswoldski, and I really don't like Cousin Eddie because he beats me at Sheep's Head every year. Oh. So we a lot of Sheep's Head reference from the Wisconsin card game.
Okay, can I back up?
Yeah.
Just gotta be honest with you here.
I've never played.
First, me neither. Okay.
You need to.
There's not a lot of Polish people in Christmas, Michigan.
It doesn't matter. There's a lot of Polish people in Pulaski, and that's the crowd I'm going
for. And they
for.
Don't play Sheep's Head in the
Guess
UP.
Guess what? These people are from Wisconsin, and they moved to Christmas, Michigan.
Got it.
Come on, John.
Okay.
You don't think I researched this stuff?
I'm sorry, Frank.
It's okay, John. Okay. I'm kidding.
Wow.
But Sheep's Head is like a big thing in the Midwest.
Involved?
There's counting involved. There's Trumps involved. There's schmearing involved. There's schneidering involved. There's all these different terms that are crazy, and it's quite... So we make some jokes about that, but basically...
Okay, if it was in the... They'd be playing cribbage.
Yes, they do.
Or smear.
And schmear is in the show also.
Okay.
Schmear. Just let you know, Johnny.
Heavy on the schmear.
Yeah, but I have no idea I've watched guys play it all the time.
It's stupid.
I don't have a
it's
clue.
All about...
don't have a clue.
It's all about points, and you get a partner, and you schneider, or you schmear, or you...
All right.
Yeah, it's all these different
Ring around
things.
The rosy.
Yeah, it's cool.
What
cool
are some of your Christmas songs? What's
your
favorite
we're going back
Christmas
to the classic
song?
Stuff. We're going classic stuff from the 50s and 60s, the crooners. Like I do Let It Snow by Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Little Dean Martin in there. We
got like Elvis. Sound a little bit like Elvis.
Come on.
What did it sound like to you, Nikki?
Ish.
Well, sure, too, it's like Elvis.
Conroy, what did it sound like to you?
What was it?
Oh, my God.
He's not listening.
Not even paying
the guy's
attention.
Playing 90s oh rock
like
music.
He's 17 years old.
You know, I got to tell you.
I was ready to defend your honor today, Conrad.
I love the song, by the way. Yeah.
I'm just trying to pick out the next song. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, right. No problem.
So pick out a Christmas song. Yeah. Don't.
No, yeah.
I mean,
pick
how about we Christmas go with song. The Rush song?
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
Sorry to bother you, Convoy.
Hey, how you tie in my show is picking out a Christmas song.
Yes.
That would be like that. Maybe, also I sing Santa Claus is Back in Town. We got Ella Fitzgerald in the show.
Oh, nice.
A lot of the classic Brenda Lee in the show. So it's the classic Christmas stuff that if you turn on, a Christmas radio station in 1965. This is what you're going to hear.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool stuff. I like it.
Yep.
Did you have that album when you were growing up from...
K-Tel?
No, it wasn't K-Tel, but it was a Christmas album with Andy Williams and everybody.
Rhino Records? Maybe?
Might have been. It was one of those kind of like offshoot.
Andy Williams was hot. He had some great songs.
He did, on that album, he did... Do you hear what I hear, I think?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear what I hear?
I can't believe you don't have a part in this show
that's
John.
Okay, I'm kind of auditioning right now. Well, somebody calls in sick.
Oh, see, he's always auditioning. We do Midnight. Paul Evenson does an Andy Williams song in the show called Once Upon a Midnight Clear. So,
nice.
You're going to love that rendition of him because Paul's got that raspy low voice and it works for him. Tom Verbrick, my bass, is going to do White Christmas by Bing Crosby. That traditional with the cool harmonies. I got three girls in the show, so I got all this beautiful angel harmony behind everybody. It is fantastic. They're just second to none. And the show does open November 28th, and $10 of every ticket that night goes to Cerebral Palsy. We do this every year, opening
phenomenal.
Night. This year alone, we've raised over $14,000 for CP.
Great.
Just with selling. Because all our CD money, all our candy money, all our t-shirt money, we don't keep any of it. We give it to Cerebral Palsy. So we've raised over $14,000.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. It's one. I'm on the board of directors. Been there with them for 20 years.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You do have some redeeming qualities.
Wow. Nikki and I go back. We used to co-host together.
Where?
Same place you and
same
I got our
you
start,
were.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know you were co-hosts.
We got tight.
What?
Wow.
Twice.
Yeah.
We shared some Celsius.
We did. We'd bring in energy drinks for each other because it was 5 a.m. That's tough.
Wow.
To start. Yeah. And then I read how much caffeine is in it.
Yeah.
And
I don't drink Celsius anymore.
Can you ask
no,
this?
Neither
can
do I.
I still drink Monster.
No.
Once in a while.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Taurine is really bad for you.
What is?
Taurine. That's the stuff with caffeine that you mix them up and
it doesn't matter.
Takes your blood vessels
doesn't matter.
Explode.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
What do you got there?
He's got the superfood.
Because I'm putting the superfood chia seeds in it.
Chia.
And then that's going to make it
Jim
better.
Jim did that.
Do you just pound the
questions.
Seeds?
I don't know yet.
He's just been gifted.
And I'm taking zinc.
Oh, yeah.
And
don't take that on an empty stomach, by the way.
Okay, there's something else you brought me.
Yeah, the emergency. He's vitamin boosting because we all have the sniffles.
Yeah, we all
have it's that time of the year. You got to stay healthy.
So you're going to have to.
You know, yesterday, and it's one of those things where I'm not sneezing, coughing. You just don't have any energy. Mm-hmm. And I was getting my hair cut yesterday. Yeah. That's what it feels like almost.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I thought the lady said, are you tired? And I'm like,
no, well, this is how I look.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, it shows, huh? You know what I mean?
What did she really say?
Are you retired? I'm like, yeah, I haven't getting much sleep. I got this little crud thing. And she just got kind of quiet. Yeah. That was a strange answer.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Retired.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, exactly. Oops. Did you sing?
No. No. Absolutely not.
Not at all?
No.
Not even a little bit?
Mm.
Seemed like you would. Nope. You don't do it at the ball games? You don't have to sing happy birthday?
Yeah. Happy birthday and take me out to the ball game.
Well, yeah.
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 But Franco, when you were a young kid, did you know? I mean, were you like that kid in school where it's like, you were that kid, huh?
I was that kid that sang all the time, didn't know that I was good.
Come on.
Wow. Now, I don't mean to pat myself on the back, but I got to tell you, I didn't know that I could carry a tune until I got a guitar. In second grade, I started playing guitar, started singing.
Second grade.
And then I was that kid. Hey, this is my son. Why don't you play a song for everybody?
Right.
And here's John Denver, Sunshine on My Shoulders, one more time. So, and then I sang in church with my mom. And then, but you know what's funny, John? I didn't do any music in high school until I was a senior in high school because I played sports.
Right.
And I did the musical my senior year, and I was hooked. So I was a late bloomer.
But maybe that's good, though. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's worked out for you.
You didn't get burnt out or anything like that.
I mean, maybe.
Never got burnt out.
Have you ever had a real job?
I did. What'd you do? I was in the food and beverage industry. It was Doc and Eddie's. You remember Doc and Eddie's here in town? I actually worked. It was right downtown DePere, wasn't it? No, it was downtown Ashwaubenon. Now it's the, what is it, Prime Quarter. It was a Prime Quarter.
Okay.
I started as a DJ there. It was one of the first. Me and Meddy was at Lothario's, and I was at Doc and Ed's, and we were the only ones who were beat mixing.
That had a different name back in the day.
That was the thing. You one song into another. Yeah. Then videos came out, and then I became an assistant manager. I moved to Columbia, Missouri, and I ran a Doc and Eddie's in Mizzou, and I stayed in that food and beverage industry and started owning bars and stuff in Green Bay.
Right.
Then finally, I decided not to do that anymore.
So,
Oh, yes. So, man, that was the place. I got to tell you. Yeah, awkward. Yeah, those were some
but
great
But one
times.
Of the things, Frank, what would you, I mean, there's so many young kids that want to do what you do.
Yeah.
What do they do? I mean, did you get professional?
I think what it is.
Whatever?
I got a business sense first, to be honest with you, because I owned a couple places, I loved theater, was in the back. I didn't start this till I was in my 30s. And the only reason why I started because I owned a place called the Sports Corner, and I had I had this open space that was around from Sunday to Thursday was wide open. I couldn't book any business. Let's do dinner theater. Called a buddy of mine, Joe Kinniger. We bought a show from a guy in Minneapolis, Brian Kelly. We produced it and did it. Sold out every show. This was 25 years ago, and I said, hey, let's write our own. And 150 shows later, I've written.
I'm amazed that you can write though. And you said you got like six more in your mind.
Oh, I'm all set for 2028. Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Frank Herrmann,
2028
holiday show coming up. Back after this.
Thanks.
Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may all your...
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Hey, welcome back! We just declared the holiday season is officially underway.
Ding, ding. Oh, it really starts, John.
What's that?
The holiday really starts for Amy and I is the Green Bay Christmas Parade, because Amy and I sing before the Christmas Parade. Jim used to have us. We started this 20 years ago. It's a tradition. So yep. Amy and I sing from 9 to 10. And this year, Amy and I are hosting it, the actual parade on TV, TV 26.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we're actually awesome. The hosts this year. Yeah,
that's very cool.
Yeah. That's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yep, the 23rd.
23rd, that's next
Saturday. I enjoyed you guys, you and Amy, last year here on the city deck.
Yes.
When they did kind of the kick-up. You guys, like, sounded really good out there.
You came and saw us, and I was very, very honored that you came, because, John?
Great. He doesn't get out much.
He doesn't get out
no,
much.
No, that's true. Yeah. No, Frank,
my
you
handlers
always made
won't
that,
let me.
You always made that parade extra special. Those kids loved it. The whole, you sing in front of the bleachers, which is.
And singing to your daughter. Yeah. And when she was young. And I loved introducing you every year. It was a cool thing. And Jim would always show up with no hat on. His ears would be red. It's 20 degrees.
I know.
And like no hats.
I know.
I was amazed.
I know.
That was
I know.
Great. That's a great parade. And that's kicking off next Saturday, right?
Amy and I will actually, doing something different this year, we're going to host it. We're going to actually be the MCs, and they're going to tape delay it on TV 26.
Got a text here. Cool. Loved Doc and Eddie's and Lothario's. Luann. Okay.
Hey, we were talking.
You know, I go so far back. In fact, I think I got the video on my camera. I go so far back that we're riding in the big shopping cart, the festival shopping cart.
Sure,
me and Murphy, and he was
that's
driving.
Still there.
Yeah.
Is it? I've never seen that.
They still
a long
got the
time.
Cart. Yeah,
it's actually it's a festival's car.
Yeah, festival car. Yeah.
But as the video is me holding my son Dom.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was, you know, 6 foot five now and whatever, 240 pounds. Me holding him in the parade and him waving to people with his little blankie. He's got his little blankie. So that's how far back I go with that parade.
Yeah. Holy man.
Yeah.
Let Me Be Franks actually played in the parade. The band, we were in a float. That was the worst experience ever. They're so cold trying to play guitar drums and keys. But it was awesome. The Christmas parade, that starts Amy and I's holiday season. We get to sing all the great songs in the morning from 9 to 10. You know, we break out all the classics.
So is your house already decorated too?
No. We just got the Halloween decorations now.
Right.
But we're getting ready for that.
Yeah. There's no time for you guys. Yeah. But hopefully the kiddos are helping you.
But it's starting now, the Christmas spirit.
I mean,
this is a cool thing, but, you know, people often will say they're not, and I've mentioned this a number of times, they're not feeling it, and they need to do something like go to your show. They need to go to the parade. They need to donate something to a homeless shelter. They need to get in the spirit. It doesn't happen. You know, you got to lean into it a little bit. And, you know, we'll start decorating this weekend. Yeah. And then I always have a little holiday party. Which
You're going to invite me this year, and I'll make it this time? Remember? I couldn't make it
He's
last
like
time.
Santa. He's checking his list. Making a list.
Twice. I'm only having one this year. Last year I had two parties. This
are you having entertainment?
You know what I'm going to do for the... I just texted him this morning at 4:30. You know who I might get to sing this year is 20 kids from Michigan High School.
Oh, that's that cool. Awesome.
They did Newsies, right?
Okay.
Which is great. Yeah, and yeah. We had that event at the Northland Hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Something else you didn't show up to.
I had a show.
He would have been even more been talkative during your speech.
Yeah. Than him interrupting me? Yeah, yeah. Maybe that is best. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I interrupted you once.
Just now again. Twice.
Third time.
But it was important stuff.
It was.
One of the things was.
One was really important, though. Yes. One was good that you did.
Thank you.
Well, we showed a video, and it got done, and it was that's a great video about the shelter, and John mm-hmm. just said, who made the video? So,
okay. Because I've been there where I've done videos where I've worked my butt off for like 3 weeks, and it plays, nobody says who did it type thing.
Yep, the photog guys, they don't get the credit.
No,
absolutely.
They don't. But some people just do
creative.
It out of the good of their heart. They don't need the recognition.
Correct.
But other people, they do it.
John doesn't recognize that.
Anyway.
Well, sure enough.
When we were promoting.
And that's Murph's daughter.
When we were promoting the Hotel Northland thing, they were on Channel 5 the same time we were.
Okay.
These kids from Michigan singing Newsies, and I'm like, man, you guys are really, really good. So I may have them. I don't know
That's
yet.
That's a good
Frank.
Thing.
But yeah, it'll be the 14th. If I do.
That's cool. The 14th.
But you're singing that
I got a show,
night.
But,
show
I,
that night.
But what I show, I come before you because you start early.
Yeah,
until,
you
know?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, speaking of giving back, I was talking to, you know, to John and Nikki early. Our opening night, which is November 28th or 29th, right? I can't even tell.
Here we go.
November 28th. There we go. November 29th, that Friday. $10 if every ticket goes to cerebral palsy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great.
And that we do that every year. This will be our 18th year that opening night goes to CP.
All right.
So every paid ticket, $10 goes to CP.
We've had them on here. That's a great organization. Yeah.
We get them on here as often as possible.
I appreciate
we're big backers
that.
Of them.
Yep. Awesome. Awesome.
I'm going to,
But Frank, you know what I like about I haven't been to your show for this one. Okay. But I like the fact that you are traditional. You're okay with putting a little bit of a new slant on the on the thing, but you still love that traditional music.
I do.
A little bit with everything you do, and I think that's cool.
Well, this is our 25th all-original Christmas show, so every year I got to come up with a new concept, and it's so much fun. I'm thinking, believe it or not, all year long, how I'm going to put a new Christmas idea out there. We always make these shows family-friendly Christmas. Now, if you normally come to a regular show, there's little innuendos and stuff, but in this show, it's squeaky clean, so you can bring the family and the kids like the color, the pageantry, the movement on stage, but the adults like the humor. So what we did this year is we combined, of course, some popular shows, Leave It to Beaver, Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, and some characters that people will know, Wally, Beaver, Cousin Eddie.
Yep.
You know,
who plays Cousin Eddie?
Pat. Pat plays Cousin Eddie. So he comes out in the robe, you know, and doesn't say the word that
you're
never
full. Right.
Potty's full. Yeah. He doesn't use that one.
Okay.
But,
all right. All right.
The 29th, is that the day it opens?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's Friday night.
Friday night.
And runs all the way through December 20. I know I put the 29th on here, but all the way through the 28th because we're not doing a Sunday show because of the Packer game that day. So we'll be back on the 20 through the 28th.
Fine. We're going to go see that. But I'm actually that day I'm going to be seeing the Rockettes. I've got tickets for that.
Boy,
that's where we're spending Thanksgiving with the kids.
Yeah,
so, but we'll come back and see your show
because you know when they were traveling,
and we're spending a little bit more than we are on Frank's show.
I know.
But
my shows are very affordable. They're $40 a ticket.
I know.
I mean, you can go to dinner. You can actually
That is a great night.
It's under $100 to have a date.
It is.
You know?
Is a great night downtown, and there's great restaurants and Broadway. So, yes.
I was going to say, when we had the Rockettes, they were traveled around here one time. One of the girls was from Manitowoc.
Yes,
really?
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
She was phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a great.
They're amazing. I mean, physical specimens of what it's just
they're
incredible
all the same
they're
right.
certain
height certain
look everything about it it's anyway that'd be fun.
I didn't make it guys
yeah we were gonna ask you that but bother you.
News alert.
Franco always a pleasure having you here
thank you.
Of luck with your great show you got coming up and thanks for what you do for CP
yeah
I think that's awesome
I appreciate it thanks for having me on guys
you got it my friend
okay so Frank just one more time just the Resch Center just
get tickets at ticketsareonline.com.
Right.
You can go on to MeyerTheater.org, letmebefranks.com, or call TicketStar at 920-494-3401. And get your tickets now. Get them the night of the show. It seats 1,000 people, 1,100, so we got time. We got room for you.
Awesome. You're the man, Frank. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Yep.
Back right after this. Have a blue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Fall colors are now past peak across the state, and national conservationists are working to protect some of the state's oldest trees. The U.S. Forest Service has put together the National Old Growth Amendment that would help protect what are called old growth forests. Wisconsin-based forestry consultant Jeff Nisa supports expanding the acreage, describing it as an underrepresented landscape in the Badger State.
Foresters have a long-range perspective on managing ecosystems, not just trees, and we have a better concept of what we started with if we have saved all the pieces in some of our forest ecosystems and types.
Wisconsin has some federal land with old-growth forests up in the Northwoods and towards Michigan's Upper Peninsula. A voluntary drug and alcohol treatment facility will be moving into the former Borneman Nursing Home in Green Bay. At its meeting this week, the City Council approved zoning changes that would allow an on-site kitchen for the facility, provided extra lighting and security cameras are installed. Summit Behavioral Health also runs a facility on the city's east side. A local surgeon and oncologist recently traveled to Bolivia to teach other medical professionals life-saving procedures. Conrad Krieger reports.
Dr. Aaron Stevens with Purveya Health works in northeastern Wisconsin, but she's very involved with a program to help doctors and surgeons in Bolivia.
I go with an organization called Solidarity Bridge, and they have a boots-on-the-ground organization in Bolivia, and our goal is to train the surgeons there to do minimally invasive surgery. They don't have that 6, 8, 12 weeks to heal from a big incision, so we're able to teach the doctors there to do the surgery.
Stevens said that the people in Bolivia need access to safe and timely surgical care.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When it comes to films opening wide this weekend, it's a bit quiet, sort of like the calm before the storm. All eyes are on next week's openers, which will showcase Barbenheimer 2.0 or Glicked, which is Wicked, and Gladiator 2. But there is one film opening wide this week, and it follows a new trend of badass Santa movies. Red One stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and the awesome Bonnie Hunt. Johnson plays the head of security at the North Pole and teams up with bounty hunter Evans to find Santa Claus, who has been kidnapped. It's usually an inside job. The first suspect would be Mrs. Claus. Red One is getting less than 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't let that stop you. It looks like pure holiday fun, and at PG-13, it's fun for the whole family. The Bruce Willis film, The Fifth Element, is getting a re-release this weekend, but in a limited capacity. The film is from 1997 and also stars Ian Holm, Gary Oldman, and Chris Tucker. If you feel like staying home, new movies to stream include Megalopolis, Saturday Night, or Michael Keaton's Goodrich. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Showers will gradually end this morning, but it is going to stay cloudy here most of the day today. Our high right around 50 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 53. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 54. Showers, 57. On Sunday, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Brr, the weather is getting chilly, so come warm up indoors at Heights Pub & Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere, friendly service, and delicious food. Grab a signature panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, have dinner with friends and a featured entree, or stop by for after-work drinks during happy hour. And don't forget to book your holiday party or special event in our private upstairs parlor, as 2024 dates are filling fast. Like and follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to learn more.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media's own Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a Law Review, joins us at 11:06. All things sports with J.R. Ratcliffe, and this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor and the Nixter. Special thanks to Frank for stopping by. Man, I'm sure his show's going to be just phenomenal once again. You know who's cranking into our music here with Convoy's music? Pat Tracy down in Oshkosh.
I know. He was like
fist bumping.
He's happening.
Doobie Brothers, 1975, Binghamton Arena.
I'm sorry, say that again, Pat.
The Doobie Brothers, 1975. Did you see them?
Binghamton Arena.
Is that
New York?
Oshkosh?
New York. Binghamton, New York. All from New York, fellas.
Oh, all right.
Yes, I'm your token New Yorker here in Oshkosh.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice.
I was telling Frank that his show opens on the 29th, and I'm going to be out in New York seeing the Rock Cats at Radio City. Got tickets for that. So it'll be fun. We go there pretty often, and we've seen Jim Gaffigan there. There's just so much to do. You just walk out their apartment. There's just...
Do you fly to Newark?
A jillion things. No, I fly to LaGuardia.
Oh, but it's a straight flight from here?
No, I got to go to Detroit.
Oh, okay.
No, they have a direct flight now from Appleton to Newark. And now Newark, I don't know if... And then they have that helicopter that takes you into Manhattan, and it's the same price as like an Uber Black. So it's not like crazy. It's reasonable.
Jim, you are living, man.
Yeah.
He gets around. He's helicoptering into the condo on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
They do. They live, right? Yeah. Anyway, I love that city, and it's fun to go for, you know, like Vegas, right? 3, 4, 5 days, and then it's time to go home.
Oh, my gosh. I want to go to New York and Vegas with you, Jim.
Yeah, it would be fun, Pat.
I wonder if we can get Dawn to let me out for a bus.
I got to get Donna to let me do that. So now I'm going with her. Anyway, so what's going on in Oshkosh? I know, but start.
We just are getting into the holiday spirit here.
Love it.
And holy smokes, it is contagious. I was able to fill my Why I Love Oshkosh holiday edition on Monday. And so I was spent time with Santa.
Cool.
And it vaulted me right into the holiday spirit, fellas. So that's where I am today.
People need to do something like that. And I'll tell you, sit down with Santa, nothing like it.
He says, you know what he said to me when I met him? Because, you know, like we were working and he had some lines. Huh? He looks and he's like the real Santa. He looks at me and takes my hand and says, thank you for having faith in me.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is. That's the spirit.
What an opening line.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That is. That's cool.
Well, Pat, thanks for having faith in us.
Yes.
And coming on our show.
Oh, gosh, I love you guys. And right. Hey, will you tell Frank the next time you see him? I just love that he rocks the beret. He's strong on that beret.
He can do it all. Frank's got, he said he was 6'3" in the eighth grade.
Wow.
Isn't that something? 6'3" in the eighth grade.
That's... Yeah, it's too bad in high school he went to sports, whereas John and I were talking. There's some high school theater teachers, music teachers, band teachers, that it's so cool to be in theater and band now, that and they really work with the sports guys because they like to do both, you know. And maybe back then it was more manly to be. Well, we were in school, right?
Absolutely.
You know, so I think that's cool that today it's a little bit different. But
I remember the forensics teacher.
Yeah.
Came up to me today, John, you'd be really good in forensics.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I can't. It's like, why? Other guys are giving me a hard time.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's how terrible it was in the dark age of 1975, Pat.
They were just.
Yes.
But
yes.
A lot of talent on that football field and sports, but some of those kids can sing.
No question. But it's like, you're in this group or you're in this group or you're in this group.
I think Notre Dame did a pretty good job of getting both in there. And Southwest is a great job. I don't know. I'm sure they all do now. But
Preble.
Anyway, it's Preble. Oh, man.
Yep.
That's the best.
Oh, so, fellas, right. can we take a hard left into the Menominee Park Zoo?
Yes, absolutely.
We just received Mr. Reeves, a 100-pound black bear. And he just moved into our newly constructed black bear habitat.
Nice.
Nice.
So just a little bit bigger than a cub, huh?
Yes. Okay. John, I'm guessing you've been up close to bear.
Yes.
I never have. So I actually made a date with my wife next week. The Menominee Park Zoo is open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. now in the winter, okay? Until the end of the year. So what an amazing date to go out there. And meet Mr. Reeves, Oshkosh's newest resident.
Nice.
Doesn't Mr. Reeves sleep all winter? Don't they hibernate?
Well, so A, I thought so. But B,
you're right. Pat's like, Damn it, I was hoping he wouldn't ask that question.
Son of a...
No, I...
Todd,
no,
where's but, Todd?
Where's Todd when you need him?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Jim Kepnick, the Oshkosh photographer, was out at the zoo in the last day or two and got amazing pictures.
Oh, cool.
So I believe Mr. Reeves is up and at him during the day.
Love it. Love it. 10 to 2. That's about how long?
10 to 2. So you're going to want to put that on your to-do list.
You want to know, you want to know what my worst experience was with a bear?
Well, don't talk about... No, don't do that.
What?
Kids are listening to
No. I didn't get eaten or anything. No, but I was at our deer camp. No, I didn't shoot him or anything.
Okay, good.
I was actually going jogging in the woods. I used to like to jog down these logging roads. So it's easier on your legs. You know, it's not like running on the asphalt. And I'm jogging, and there's a little bank next to the logging road, and there's two bear cubs eating blueberries. And they look right at me and start screaming. Which basically is saying, "Mommy, mommy, come here. We can eat this guy right now." Yeah. It was one of the scariest things.
So you picked up your pace.
I turned right around, and you could see just from the indentations in the sand the difference. You want to talk about the scariest thing I've ever experienced? When they looked at me and started screaming.
But that bear, if that bear wanted to, that bear could have caught you.
I don't know. I was going at a pretty good pace.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't think Mama Bear was there.
Love it.
So,
love it.
Anyway. Yeah. All right, so Mr. that's going
Reeves
on.
He's in a beautiful enclosure, very safe. I mean, he's got logs to play on and everything. So it's,
why Mr. Reeves?
I don't actually know. I got to get over there. So he was in Alaska, and apparently he became too friendly with the Alaskans. And so he was designated a nuisance bear.
Yeah, that happens.
Because they send him to a different state.
Yeah, because they'll like feed him and so it's like they're coming around. A bear can remember for like 10 years every place they've eaten. And that's no lie. For like 10 years. So they keep coming back to those places. And then all of a sudden they're not afraid of humans anymore. And they get a little bit ticked off if you didn't give them enough. It's like, really? A marshmallow? That's all I got here?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That's the life of bears.
Well, that's cool. So you got Mr. Reeves zoo. All right, 10 to 2. Okay, good time.
Yep.
All right.
So that's good. So the other thing that's kind of going on down here is we're getting ready for the Festival of Lights, the Oshkosh Celebration of Lights that's going to be at the EAA Aviation Museum this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the giant light thing.
We have not seen it, but we've heard it's spectacular.
Yep. We had it last year. Was there,
How do we do a Fandango with you guys and get you down here? We'll get you in the Cadillac SUV. We'll roll through there.
Like, I'm going to tell you something that would help.
Sounds good.
If you'd have that lit up at like 4:30 in the morning, we're on our way down, we would know where we were.
What time is that go till? 10? 9?
I want to say 9.
We'll get down. Now. We can do that. We'll pick a date.
I want to see
next week, the week after.
Yeah. I'll work on time with you guys.
Got to see when it's dark.
It's a night thing. It's a night thing, Jim.
That's what I just said.
Oh, 9 at night.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant 9 in the morning.
No. Oh, okay. I'm saying at night.
Yeah.
He said it's open till 9 at night.
We're gonna figure this out for you guys.
Right. We can leave it 5, 6.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now, the other thing that we should do, and this is actually worth another trip down, we can combine the Celebration of Lights with the Payne, the Nutcracker in the Castle.
Yeah.
Where we take the Payne Museum and fill it full of Christmas trees and Nutcracker and Clara and the toy soldiers and all that stuff. It's pretty cool, guys.
That is awesome. Colorful music in the background. Oh, that'd be cool. I love it. All right. That will do.
That's like my little holiday. That's like, those are the two things. Like my kids want to come back to Oshkosh and they want to see the Nutcracker in the Payne, and they want to see the Celebration of Lights.
And one other thing, Pat, we've got the team president of the Wisconsin Herd coming on here, Steve Brandes. And it's a very special night for them tomorrow night, isn't it?
You bet. And that's why I wore my herd gear to be part of the celebration, because you know Pat will be there in the front row at the game season opener tomorrow night.
Okay. Huh?
That's awesome.
Yeah, you look sharp. I like that.
Yeah,
sure.
I didn't
want
my basketball. That's your Wisconsin herd.
I see it.
Look at that.
Oh, gear, I like it.
Logo.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
We have three deer on our shirts.
Hey, Pat, we talked about how much fun we had coming down to the Oshkosh that day, but you've got to have a pretty good job, your gig here, because you have cool things. You don't have to like make stuff up or make something sound better than it really is. Right. You just have to present what's going on. And until we got involved with this show and with WISS, one of our stations, 98.3, right downtown Oshkosh, we didn't realize how much was going on.
Right. I mean, we all knew EAA. We all knew a couple of the, what's that Christian concert?
Oh yeah, Life Fest.
Life Fest. Yeah. We've all been to those things a million times, but man, you guys get something going every weekend, like every not every day, but close to it.
Been, you know, that's been the mentality of Oshkosh. 10 years ago, we were our logo was Event City, you know, and that really came out of EAA. We know how to welcome crowds.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of built into the, like, you don't just shut off your Oshkosh, Wisconsin. You don't turn on your Wisconsin friendliness for 1 week when EAA comes here, right?
You're
friendly all year round. And that's, you know, people just do that. So,
and what's cool about you guys too is that you do touch a lot of different things. The theater's awesome. And now this Festival of Lights is cool. I mean, there's just the bear. I mean, there's just a lot of cool things you have that it's not all the same thing over and over. You know, it's different.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Before Steve gets here, can I just talk about my newest discovery in from the world of beer?
Yeah, absolutely.
We, Fox River Brewing Company just did a partnership with Hughes, the chocolate people, that the house is in the, you know, they make the chocolate in the basement of the house. Do you guys know about Hughes chocolates?
Is that where we got those?
No.
They brought candy.
Oh my gosh, guys, there's another place we have to go to. So there is a 120-year-old home on the south side of Oshkosh that the Hughes family is now in their fourth generation of making Hughes homemade chocolates.
Ah,
and they are arguably some of the best chocolate you will ever have in your life. But the experience is you come to a residential neighborhood, like you're going to come and visit grandma, but you go in the house in the side door and you go in the basement and there's a whole chocolate factory down there.
Wow. Why didn't you take us there when we were in town?
Yeah. We'll do that. We're so busy. We didn't have time to do that.
We would have made time for that.
They take 2 months off, guys, in the summer for vacation.
Ah,
and they were closed then. But so now they're open. So anyway, okay, I'm putting that on the list because we got to
do Hughes.
Chocolate. Okay.
Hughes chocolates. Oh my gosh. Google that. But so Hughes, so it's amazing, right? Fox River Brewing Company, the Supleys went to school with Tom Hughes. And so now they just did a beer collaboration and it's called Hughes Chocolate Toffee Tout. Hughes Chocolate Toffee Stout. And so I actually, because I know these guys, they let me come and see the process of how it's made and see how the chocolate goes in the beer. And I was actually able to drink some of the Hughes chocolate stout coming off of the beer assembly line.
We've got to try that. We have to sample that.
And those Supleys they kind of got the golden Midas touch, those Supleys. I mean, those guys know what they're doing.
They've got 20 beers.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah. They've got a NFL countdown draft beer.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
Pat,
so.
By the way, earlier when Frank was on, he was talking about his holiday show is regards to these people from Christmas, Michigan, which is an actual town, you know, coming down here, whatever. And what they used to have, which was an unbelievably huge attraction, they had a bear there that would drink soda pop. They'd give him a bottle, he'd hold it in his little paws, and he'd drink the whole thing.
A live bear.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, you got.
I'll talk to Mr. Reeves.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got a little training to do now, Pat. For next year, we want to see.
It was a huge thing.
We want to see Mr. Reeves do something Christmassy. Maybe he can open up.
Give him a couple of stouts.
The stouts, or he could even open up the Hughes chocolates and eat it.
Yeah.
Well, something cool.
Yeah.
We got to teach this guy to do something.
The Oshkosh gift this year is you go to Hughes, you get a box of the Hughes candy.
Yeah.
Then you get a little 4-pack of the Hughes chocolate stout beer, and boom. There's your Wisconsin gift right there.
That is fantastic.
That's it.
I'm not kidding. That is fantastic.
Pat, that's great. What you got going on?
Good work, Pat.
Thanks, fellas.
You got it, my friend. Right. And then Steve's just going to be taking over your chair in a few minutes, right?
I think he's calling in.
Oh, he's calling in. I thought he was at your studio.
He's calling in.
Okay.
Look for you at the game Friday night. Oshkosh Arena.
Yes.
Go Herd.
All right, go Herd.
Hey, I will actually be in Oshkosh, but at Titan Stadium for the Bayport DC Everest level 4 game.
Tomorrow night?
Yes.
I'll be sorry to miss you, John.
All right, you too, Pat. Okay. Bring me a stout.
All right, Pat.
Thanks, buddy.
I will.
All right. We got to set a quick break. Steve Brandis, team president, Herd, coming up next.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabe and I'm an actual Schwabe. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabe? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Welcome back. Can you hear me? What's wrong with my headphones?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, you're
everything's
in.
Good? Okay, my head. Oh, I put on the wrong headphones. Never. Oh, wow. Sound good.
That's
there.
Loud.
All right, welcome back. Steve Brandes, team president, Wisconsin Herb. How you doing, Steve?
I think he's going to just call in one second.
Okay, we'll do that. All right.
Then a plug then for tomorrow morning, 8:30, new community shelter, legislative breakfast. We have a lot of politicians that listen to us. I just want to remind them that tomorrow we have a breakfast every year for all the, county boards, city councils, state legislators, and they all come in and hear about what we're doing about the homeless in our community. So I just want to send it's a reminder. 8:30 tomorrow. It's a great breakfast. 8:30 to 9:30, and then I give a tour after if they want to stick around.
Okay, I want to throw another little plug out there. Like I said, I will do three of your people.
Yeah, that's awesome. I got a text from somebody, too.
Christmas gifts. We got a text from somebody. If anybody else, how many residents do you have?
118.
118.
70% men, 30% women, all adults. We have sizes, we have their little wish list, and we get to know these people, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, man, I'd always like, or I need a new belt or that kind of stuff. Not everybody needs a new belt. Some people do. Some people need a watch. Some people need a wallet. It's a customized gift, and it's pretty cool when we give it to them.
Fantastic. But, yeah, I want to do three people. All right. Three guys.
That's awesome. I will give you their names and what they're looking for. So,
sizes
thank you
and
for
stuff
doing
like that. And we had another one of our people. So if anybody else would like to, please let us know. Please text us and let us know.
There's a lot of that going on, right? You can do it for families, for kids, but we do it for adults that are in a community shelter right now. And they're going to be
for
productive.
Your people, they wouldn't be getting anything.
No.
Nothing.
No.
You can't have that.
I know that. Yes, we know that.
Yeah.
So what's good about that is at our place, you really learn how to live a good life. And they will take that then when they are out in society, working, paying taxes, and they will bring Christmas back into their home. So, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. And that's thank you for doing that.
But also, our good friends just down the block here, Ben and Deanna.
Yes.
At Berkshire Hathaway Bay Area Realty. They've got the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program going.
Right. You just drop off unwrapped toys.
Unwrapped toys. Yep. Brand new toys, but drop them off there. And,
And they'll figure out the best place for them.
So. Yeah, absolutely. You bet. So, please help them out as well. It's that time of year to start giving.
It is. We're getting there. It's Thanksgiving's late this year.
Really late.
Yeah, really late. Because then all of a sudden it's like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is that? Is that always the last Thursday in November or what? So, I mean, it's the 28th this year. Seems like it was usually like about the 23rd or 24th.
Well, that still could be the last.
All right. But I'm not sure how that works.
Neither.
What's up, Conroy?
It seems that our phone lines are down right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then we'll talk about something else.
Okay.
Well, John, why don't you talk about...
Well, I got high school football tomorrow night.
No, but why don't you, talk about... You want to talk about the event that they're doing tomorrow night?
Sure.
Honoring it?
Sure. Go ahead. All right. Well, Steve, Wisconsin heard tragically, so tragically,
well, that was...
they lost one of their marquee people in the organization, Joe Wolf, who was a legend in high school at Kohler, was phenomenal at North Carolina, spent... I don't even know how many years, 20 years in the NBA,
yep.
And died suddenly a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be honoring him at the Wisconsin Herd game. It's the home opener. It's also Homeless Awareness Night, which is kind of ironic. I mean, those are the kind of things that you guys use to really
bring awareness.
Keep the lights on.
Well, it's bring awareness to it. And, you know, these people are, they need help every day, but people, and, you know, it's awesome. People give a little bit more this time of year. I think they reflect and say, wait, life's pretty good to me, and it's not as great for everyone. And you know, we put on events, and they're doing this at the Herd. But, yeah, I mean, if you can give some money, it and these nonprofits, you know, and I work for one, but the money goes right to the cause. I mean, there's
absolutely.
Not – sometimes remember we talked one time about how some organizations may not – you know, they may take a little off the top. That doesn't happen. I mean, this money goes directly to the residents, directly to the kids, directly to the homeless. So, yeah, it's you should feel really good about giving. And I'm glad that the Herd is doing that. I'm saying that's a fundraiser, a pass the hat thing?
I don't really know what they're doing, to be honest with you. But it is Homeless Awareness Night at the Herd game. So I'm sure they're doing something along those lines.
And sometimes... the awareness is a big part of it.
Absolutely.
Sometimes people, you're so busy or you live in a world that maybe, of course, we see homeless because we walk around this area. But there are some people that may live and work somewhere and not really see.
Yeah.
And so if we can just say to people, look, this is happening. It's in our community. We can help it, but we need your help to help.
Earlier this morning when it was just getting light, I looked outside. There was a woman walked down the street. I guarantee you she had everything she owned on her back and was carrying. Everything she possibly owned. She walked right past us here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it happened. It's not, you know, it's not this thing, oh, well, in New York, that's...
Chicago, Milwaukee, it's...
Right here, downtown, you know, Titletown.
And Oshkosh and Appleton.
Yes.
I mean, they're all doing things, but to raise the awareness and give a little extra money this time of year goes a long, long way.
Yep.
So,
yeah, very cool.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, so, again, I got a football game tomorrow night, Bayport against DC Everest, coming your way from Titan Stadium in Oshkosh. That'll be the last round before Camp Randall. And we got some local teams. I'm telling you, you're going to make some noise.
I know. That's awesome.
I mean, Notre Dame's phenomenal.
I want my,
Westy Pierce phenomenal.
Trains to get
Wrightstown, Bayport.
Yeah.
This is going to be really interesting.
It
what
is.
Happens down
and,
the stretch
you know,
here.
They're all really good, right? But someone's going to just win.
But I'll tell you what. I think this one would hurt the most because you're that step away from running out of the tunnel at Camp Randall. And that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
No.
Yeah. So.
So, I don't.
And the weather looks good. I mean, this has been great. Great for football season.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So, all right. Well, anyway, hey, thanks for the great guests that all came on today. Just wonderful, wonderful people. This show went by like so fast.
It's
incredible.
Yep.
And from here on out, we're going to be talking more about helping the homeless, helping get them gifts for Christmas.
And things to do to get into the spirit.
Yes.
I mean, some people, like, they don't need anything, but there's some of us that do. And everything from what's going on at the Widener, Oshkosh, Appleton, giving, donating. It just makes Christmas what Christmas is all about.
And there's even stuff I need, but I don't want to be that guy. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not. I mean, if you want to ask, I'll text you or something. But whatever. Don't forget. Let's take care of them first. Take care of them first.
Okay,
all right.
John.
Thanks for being here, everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Mind on the Mayor.
See ya.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Shannon Simon from Cedar Crest Ice Cream, who will help us make our popcorn pick of the week. Then Susan Kaya Schlusser from the Wisconsin Historical Society joins me, followed by filmmaker Nathan Deming.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free
877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free. 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CB Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House Ethics Committee.